Latin Kings, it finally happened. Chris has tried so fucking hard to make this episode happen. Chris loves this movie. He bought it at, for what, $2?
Yeah, for $2 at a store called Book Off, and this movie is just, it's fucking deep.
I think it's fun to watch, but I was like, I can't talk about this shit for like an hour.
Angel was so like, what entertainment value will be had?
I was like, what?
And I think it's gonna be cool that we get to give the gift to our listeners.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Only $2 at Book Off in Cerritos. Honestly, you could find this anywhere. They have like hella copies of this, so that'd be good. But I'm excited because I'm making this declaration right now. We're gonna be the first ones to get to talk about this fucking movie. And I'm honored by that. And I'm honored you
all. And Chris made this happen. This is Latin Kings. Watch Latin Kings. So join us and see you soon.
Enjoy.
Yeah, fuck it.
This movie that has been alluded to time and again by fucking Chris. Okay, before we even start anything, Chris, why the fuck do you like this movie so much?
It's like we constantly say there's just something to take from it every viewing. We've seen it at least like four or five times. And every time, it's still just as fun to see even the shitty scenes play out. It's just such a ride. I love knowing that like a moment is coming up, because I love like, oh, for the people
what's
who
the
haven't
reaction?
Seen it, I can't wait to see how they're gonna react. I love this movie. Well, I think I've been saying, and I'm gonna make this declaration right now. This is our room. Like, this is
Latino
our brown
room.
Latino room, dude.
This is the Latino room.
There's just
room
so much
and
goodness in there. It's so bad, but there's so much love behind it. So
the
much so much like you would, I guess people would say misguided love. But there.
Well, let's see if our fabulous panel of guests. Oh, well, dude, this looks like an actual. This looks like a Comic-Con panel.
Dude, this
like,
for real is.
So I'm going to go ahead and name off step by step
everybody here.
So this movie's called Latin Kings. What you're seeing right now is a chair. A couch is full of Latin Kings. All
hey.
Five of us.
Ding,
wow.
Ding, ding.
Everyone
Editor Chris.
Watching already knows who
Appreciate
we are.
That.
This is a dude right here who me and Chris have mentioned so many times. Drew on the bass. Motherfucking Drew on the bass.
How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, everyone, give him a little clap.
Long time listener, first time.
Dude, for real. Drew's been a fan since season one, man. That's some real shit. That's some real Bina shit.
But yeah, Drew plays bass in like every single band.
Name them. Name all the bands you're involved with.
I play with La Chamba. Introverted Funk, who you guys did an episode with. Crisol, you guys did also did an episode with.
Love to all of them.
Shit, I don't know who else.
Fuck yeah.
Whoever else, hit me up.
Drew's a very busy man, very into man, and very good at what he does.
Yeah, he goes, ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum-bum.
Just like that.
That's what a bass sounds like.
Boom, 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 boom. There you go.
The next fella to his right.
You can do this one.
So this was somebody I really wanted on this podcast, because we had the first viewing of Latin Kings last year, like around this time, like Thanksgiving. I said, guys, I have this bad movie. And you guys are like, I don't know if we want to watch. I said, let's go walk around, let's get high, and let's just see how terrible this movie
that
is.
That was
it's
one
a
of
good
those
time.
Early moments in the friendship.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I just loved all of Abel's takeaways, and so much so that he like said, bro, can you get me a copy?
You buy this from me.
And someone that I know he's seen it more now that I've gotten him his copy.
How many times have you seen this shit?
I watched it. 2 times when I got it home, I showed it to my cousin and my sister, and I was like 4 in the scene. Then showing like, hey, look at this, and then it's like him.
I've been texting him. I said, don't you post anything about it yet until we post our review.
Yeah,
I said,
let us
post our review, then fucking go crazy. But pretty much the reason I wanted you here is because like I think Abel is. I'm about to get really sentimental right now, but I think Abel is like a diamond in the rough of the foos. His comedic sensibilities, like just the shit he says, he's a really funny guy. But like, not a lot of people know who he is or like what he does. So I just want to share what I love about hanging out with Abel so much in this
thanks.
Episode.
So awesome.
Thanks.
And also,
yeah,
how nice I am.
Thanks.
When would this episode air?
Christmas time?
Psych! Well, then that means that Border Bash already happened.
That's right.
Oh, okay. And Abel, boom.
Poster. That's the boy.
The mastermind of the poster.
Thank you for that, dude.
My turn. My pick, fucking, well, no, actually, like.
Although that's not true. Drew was your pick.
Yeah, Drew was
Abel
my pick.
Was my pick. Was your pick. This was kind of like, Chris was kind of like both of us. We were just like, I like
this,
Chris.
This was like a natural, like, fucking. Link to Chris Cronados' podcast right here that he doesn't, for some reason, like to talk about.
I'll be honest with you, Chris. Just so you know this. Yes. That is actually why, because of your podcast, is why I brought you on board. We've been talking about, like, hanging out and stuff, but it wasn't until I heard your podcast. I'm like, you know what, Chris Cronados, I could tell he's, again, like Abel, dude that is just really fucking charming and funny and has a lot of interesting perspectives, but just... You. Doesn't have the eyes yet on him, so yep. I was like, let's fucking put
Thank
him on because he's. I think he's worthy of listening to.
You all know how funny I think I am.
I didn't get clapped. Let's just have a clap. No one invited me. You know, so.
Me and Chris Granados go way back. One of my first film friends, 2012, ICF.
Man. Hell yeah.
Like the fucking legendary class. Hell yeah. But we didn't really talk back then.
No, I always tell people, I was telling Drew earlier, I was like, yeah, Angel and I know each other. We go way back. But like sometimes I'm surprised at like how good of friends we are. Because we can get into any conversation. I'm like, I disagree with you 100%. Like I just did. And that's actually funny. Speaking of, you know, podcasts and everything, that's what I liked about this one. Is that like I'd listen to it and I was like, I know Angel is the homie, and you know, Carmona, we've like seen each other around and everything. But I would be listening and I'd be like, I'm with Carmona on this one.
As the smart people should be.
Yeah, he's making sense now.
Now Chris is making
except for
sense.
Except for Jesus, Jesus is King or whatever.
Oh,
the
God.
Most controversial
We're not going to talk about that in this
episode. Woof, bro.
That all stays there. We're here to talk about Lion King, not about my Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Enough about every other episode.
Hey, fuck the Us podcast. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Welcome.
Or as Drew likes to call it, the U.S. podcast.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you for bringing that up because I want to end that shit right now. It is called the Us podcast.
We say
US.
It every fucking episode.
Watch everybody in the comment just saying U.S. podcast, not the U.S. podcast.
I think it's just because it's just the U and the S in the word are just so prominent. They're like the U.S. podcast.
They're
and
capitalized.
Sometimes it's capitalized.
They are capitalized.
Just yeah, it's not. It's not then. The U.S. podcast. It's the Us podcast.
Fucking everybody, stop it.
Please. Drew, stop it.
It's now the U.S. Oh, the Us.
And that's how that fucking happened. And that's how that fucking happened. Like, he doesn't.
Get
this
guy
out
of here.
He's not even aware he does it. He's just be like, hey, yo, how's the U.S. podcast going? And I'm like, you mean the Us podcast? Like, oh, yeah.
My bad, yeah. It's the Us podcast, y'all.
If transgender people can get upset being misgendered.
Don't finish that sentence. We're gonna talk about Latin Kings.
So fellas,
we just got done watching Latin Kings.
I'm an ally.
We just got done watching this fucking movie, Latin Kings. We didn't say a word after it.
Oh yeah, because
we were gonna, but I said,
everyone stop, hold their thoughts until we start recording, and it's been like an hour, I think,
yeah,
since we've seen it,
and we got to like marinate it on again. Yeah. I mean, I know my opinions on it already.
So, just so everyone knows, this is Chris's first time watching it. Drew, the first time, fell asleep watching it, so this is kind of his first time watching it. Abel's like fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Chris is fourth or fifth. It's my life. I think every time you've seen it, I've seen it. Yeah. Fourth
true.
You can't watch it alone.
So, I have to agree with Chris. Every single time I watch it, I have a good time, and I never think I'm gonna. I never thought.
You
I was
always
gonna
go with bad with a bad mindset.
Being like, this is gonna be a fucking waste of time. I've seen this movie already, and then it's just so funny. And like, I think a big part is because, like, I was telling everybody, we go into it like already knowing the jokes we've made in the past, and so it's like I can't make that same joke again, and so we like come up with new things, like,
yeah.
We like notice new things.
But sometimes there'll be moments though that are just so good that even if it's not as funny as it was the first time, we'll stay quiet for a line just because we're like, remember how hard that line made us laugh. Case in point is like,
hey, you feel a little better now, Momo?
big old fucking load off. Fucking sick bastard.
Sick bastard. Dude, the first time we heard that, I had the Instagram videos. We were dying and we just kept rewinding it and rewinding
it.
That's
a classic.
Classic line. And I even went on IMDb to submit that as like a famous line. They haven't accepted. I'm going to keep trying.
Straight up, that could be a t-shirt.
Absolutely. No, fucking sick bastard, Momo.
My favorite quote is like,
"Don't be calling me no bitch, even though it might be true."
I'm just trying to say bye.
Hello.
Oh my god.
No, she said, "Come on, quote it right."
Oh.
Don't call me a bitch. Don't call me a bitch, even though it might be true.
Don't be calling me no bitch, even though it might be true.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And with the attitude, Angel captures
Damn.
The moment.
So okay. So anyway. So to give context, Latin Kings is a movie from 2003. It's directed by Daniel Zarrilli or Zarrilli. We've been saying Zarrilli, but it's probably Zarrilli.
Oh shit!
Yeah, oops. But it's it's a movie. I don't know, Angel. If you had to summarize the plot,
don't listen to me to summarize this shit.
Okay, you know what? Sorry. Let's give it to one of our guests because Abel, you've been taking dutiful notes. Why don't we hand that chore over to you?
You want to talk about the plot of the movie?
Like, just explain what the plot of the movie is, and then we'll jump. Okay. We'll dive in.
Like, what's Latin Kings about?
So it starts off with the villains, you know, talking to his girl.
It literally
like,
just starts.
Yeah, like it just starts with their own theme music.
Bitch, get out here.
Yeah,
bitch,
so,
hold
on.
You.
We this you got it literally just no Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
No. This dude has a production company and they don't even put it no title.
It just
card.
Fades in.
He was saving it for the end like Star Wars, like a real
oh,
filmmaker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny? The opening of this movie reminds me of like an old YouTube video I made. I'll post it. You'll see.
Link
you'll
right
see.
Here.
Restraining order against you. You can't come around here anymore.
Why you gotta do this to me?
Caesar, give me a fucking break, all right? If you loved me in the first place, you would have never cheated on me with those two
Look,
bitches.
I told you I was sorry about that, baby. Man, I love you.
So, villains, you gotta be faster than this, people. You gotta summarize this shit in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Two minutes?
No,
the main guys like Momo and Carlos.
Momo, shout out Momo.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be in East LA.
Yeah, they're in East LA. They get a call from a friend that lives in Miami and they're like, hey man, we have drugs.
Orale, remember what we were talking about? I got a lot of it.
How much are we talking about?
Like a fucking trunk.
Yeah.
Like a
trash bag. It's actually filled with grass.
Literal.
Yeah, literal grass. With some weed sticking
with
out, just in case
sticks,
you weren't aware.
Just shake.
It's that funny, folks.
Weed.
It's that funny.
Maybe Tony Montana's looking for this shit.
That's my favorite movie, Holmes.
Yeah, mine too. But I just don't want to end up like them.
And then what else happened?
Okay. So the villains are trying to look for their weed, so they spend long. And then it's also with the girls.
Oh yeah, it turns out it's the villains' weed, and it was a boat that crashed, and it was their weed.
These fucking Cubans better come through with this shipment, man. Or I'm gonna assassinate Castro myself, dog.
Yo, that would make the Cubans happy. Stupid.
And they're looking for it. He's like, I want my shit. And then the girls are having their time.
They're having their fun time, and it's a lot of just like, you know, dancing bikinis. And
Sick.
Then randomly, these two girls are talking. For no reason.
Dude, I hate these characters.
This is the worst part of the movie.
Yeah, these are the worst characters.
I don't know what.
Are they related to anybody at all?
No.
There's a lot of storylines. Okay, let's see if we can try to narrow down the storylines. There's the bad guys.
Yes.
There's Momo, fucking Benito.
The gangs.
Momo and friends.
Momo, yeah, Momo, Benito, and Carlos, the gang,
yeah.
The foos.
We'll call them the Momos.
We'll call them the Momos. Then there's the three girls that eventually get with the Latin kings, the Latin queens, you may say.
The Latin kings and the Latin queens.
The babes. And then there's
those two girls.
The two ladies.
The two
two hot stuck up ladies.
Yeah, Chris really likes those ladies.
Both Chris.
Shut up.
Editor Chris.
Take this out. And I think that's it, right? Are those all the storylines?
Yeah, and then there's like other little side characters around.
Yeah.
Those are the storylines. So, and then everything intersects in Miami. Everything like Pulp Fiction all comes together. Momo gets down with Caesar.
Yeah.
Fucking Momo gets his ass kicked for a little bit.
And this ain't none of your fucking business, motherfucker. You don't know who you're fucking with.
You don't know who you're fucking with. I said this is the real shit right here. East LA, not a wannabe punk like your stupid ass. Fuck. You wanna fuck with my bitch?
The girls, those random girls fight with the main girls.
Random girls fight with the Latin queens over Momo. Dude, everyone wants to fucking bang Momo.
Hey, bitch, what the fuck you think you're doing?
Excuse you?
You know what the fuck I mean? Come
what are you talking about?
Hey, Benito, get the camera.
Who? Okay. I have a lot to say about Momo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So this guy, this fool right here.
Latino Caillou. What else did we got?
Oh, fucking Charlie Brown. Fucking Abel. Fucking Beaner Charlie Brown, dude.
It's like, dude, okay.
He's
brown.
Charlie Browner.
Yeah. Carlos Brown.
I'm a rapper.
Really? Why don't you prove it?
I want you, baby girl, every day on the beach, sucking up the blood just like a swamp leech. I gave you my love, it was nothing but love, but she didn't feel nothing, it was just like a dud. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that sounds actually pretty good.
Well, anyway, see, he presents himself in this poster, or maybe Daniel did this, I don't know, but as a tough guy with a shotgun, too. With a shoddy,
never seen
with
shotgun.
The fucking tat, with a cross tat, and with a face tat. There's literally a scene where he's shirtless in this movie, and none of this is visible. Yeah. This is all photoshopped. He looks like that foul mouthed like 12-year-old kid in class that just wouldn't shut up. He was like that cholo. He's like, yeah, you locker
yeah,
fool.
Exactly. Yeah, dude, he's uncontrollable.
He doesn't have a backpack. Yeah. He just has a folder. You know those fools.
You know who you are.
You know you are folder fools. Yeah, and then there's I think this is Carlos, right?
No, Carlos is
that's Carlos, the wholesome Luke. The wholesome fella, yeah. Lover boy.
I've never been with a man.
Are you a lesbian?
No, forget it.
By far my favorite character.
He's the favorite. I think he's the sweet, the sweetest character, and he's the one that like you like. He's the one you kind of root. If there's anyone you're rooting for in this movie, it's just him.
Yeah. Except that creepy line he says.
And what is it, Angel?
No, play that clip. I don't want to have a fucking audio clip of me say that shit.
I've never met a virgin over 15 years old before.
What? Oh my god.
Anyway, so he's Carlos. He's the lover boy, and this is Benito, my favorite character of this whole thing. He has real tattoos. And he's just fucking hilarious. Like, I would say, like, he's someone that I wish was my Theo. He just has, like, the best lines in the movie, the best moments, and he's just...
Like he's having the best time.
He's for sure the comedic relief. He's like the John Leguizamo of this movie.
Yeah, getting his ass beat, like...
So this is a lot of praise. Like, a lot of praise for this movie that doesn't look very good.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know... Dude, does everyone feel the same? Like, did everybody love this movie? Or what?
Start off the first words of what you thought about the movie, Drew.
I mean, just in terms of like the production quality, it wasn't the best. But when did you say it came out? 2003.
Well, they made it in 2003. Yeah, that's according to this. Okay. So it says 2011 back here, but on IMDb it says 2003, and I believe it.
Yeah, it definitely caught the aesthetic of 2003.
Man, shut the fuck up, man.
Kill Bill came out 2003. Come on, man.
So did The Room.
Oh, shit.
Great year.
A good year.
The Matrix.
Nice. This is a cool year.
Big Fish.
Abel.
The Matrix did not come out 2003.
Holes came out 2003? Shout out Shia LaBeouf.
First Matrix is 1999.
Yeah.
Matrix Reloaded. Anyway. Yeah, okay.
Abel.
What?
What did you think about this movie?
Mr. seen it 4 or 5 times with different family members.
Again, like when you guys say like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to watch this movie again. Like, why? And then every time I see it, I pick up new things, and I just fall in love again. Like, this is... Each scene makes me want to, like, pick up little things.
Hey, you know that angel girl? Damn, I think she's the one, man. But I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet.
Okay, so right now, as we watch the movie, I did timestamps of, like, how long the montages are.
Abel loves it that much that he's like...
Oh, he whipped this out. We call him the Oracle because he just fucking like ripped this out and he just got the notes unlocked.
Yeah. So
this is how he watches every movie, right?
He's like, all right, let me count the montage.
I don't do this for every movie.
He's like, hello, please let me in the theater. I need to take notes of this film.
Sir, you cannot bring a laptop in here.
You don't understand. I need this. I need this.
So the movie, the total amount is 88 minutes.
Yes. That feels like 2 hours.
Yeah. It felt, because like the montages are just really long.
Yeah.
And the total amount of montages is 23 minutes, so that's 62% of my montage throughout the movie. And the movie itself is 64 minutes. So remove all the montages, you're just watching a 60 minute movie.
Shit. And that would make sense because even he says in the commentary itself, like, there's a volleyball scene where it's just nonstop. He's like, yeah, this is just here to fill time.
This montage is very long as well. Again, I'd probably have trimmed it in about half, but it plays out because we need the running time.
The last scene when they're all watching the movie, like, that just seems like, oh, they really loved making the movie.
I don't think they're watching the
movie. No,
they are. No, yes, they're watching the fight scene.
It's meta, dude.
No, are you serious? Because I took that as that they're watching, like, what's his name? It's like footage.
Yeah. That's what it is.
But, like, that is, like, what they use.
Okay, yeah, like, technically it's the movie, yes, but they're not, like, the idea isn't that they're watching.
It's narrative of the story.
The thing is, the movie itself is a metaphor for the filmmaking process, actually. And, you know, Pauline Kael once wrote that.
I love it.
Hey,
whoa!
Shout out to that last scene, though.
That is like the one artistic moment in the whole movie.
Angel's like, I'm taking that.
I see Amarani doing that.
Dude, yeah, no, it's not happening.
Okay. Fuck it. I'm down for a little fiesta. You down for a little fucking fiesta?
That's right.
What's up? When you want to go?
Right now, dog.
Right now?
Right now?
You want to go right now?
As a preface, I didn't say this earlier, but I don't generally watch, like, that, like, oh, let's put on, like, a shitty movie and, like, just fucking, just, like, rip it apart and have fun doing that. Like, I don't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, like, I gotta say, I'm, like, I'm very easy to please, and, like, I can usually find something,
that's what she said.
You know, that I can, like, take away from whatever and just be like, yeah, you know, like, it's hard work, shit's not easy, like, you know, it was shot well or whatever, the fucking wallpaper looked good, but this movie, dude, please, it could have been 15 minutes long. It's 88 minutes. It could have been 15, and honestly, 15 would have been way too long for it, bro. I can't believe you guys spent so long talking about the plot because literally nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's
thing at 180. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
It's a road trip movie where the road trip parts are like 3 days late.
Yeah.
I love this, like, medieval car.
Because they can't shoot that. They can't afford that.
Dude, we can't take the whole crew on a road trip.
But it's the conceit of the movie is, hey, foo, I fucking found these drugs, bro.
Uh-huh. Holmes, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah. Come and get them.
Let me take my break, Holmes.
Hey, yo, Dick. Can I have my break, Holmes?
What the hell?
I fell and slipped, Holmes.
Yo, Holmes, come pick me up at the restaurant.
It's literally a movie about them transporting.
Yeah.
And none of the transport we see at the very end is on the U-Haul. That's about as much like action that car gets in this.
That's true.
Car movie.
It actually gets towed.
When the car gets towed.
Yeah. This should have actually really.
So okay, there's a shot in this movie.
Yes.
Somebody really got towed.
You see the car that they're driving in get towed, and it's just the street. The tow truck comes in and the car's there, and then I said,
Dan's right, I just had a video of his car getting towed.
And he worked it into the spin the movie around that.
I was like, what if Daniel Zarelli was just watching his car get towed? And he's like, you know what? The best I can do with this situation is film it. So he films and he's like, let's make a movie around this shot.
So I have got a real is my dope car getting towed.
You know, that should be a lesson.
Simple idea.
Inspiration comes from anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. You can really make a movie out of anything.
Dude, this movie ends like 10 minutes in and then it keeps going. Yes. Like, they get to the weed very quickly.
That's true.
And then, like, what is the rest of the plot? Like, I don't understand why once they get it, they don't leave.
We need to stash this shit just in case someone's on to you, you know?
Well, that's what's... The back of the
Blu-ray... So the whole plan is that they're trying to sell it.
The back of the Blu-ray kind of breaks it down.
Read the back.
Read that shit.
Let them know what it's about. Let them know.
You read it.
You read the back, bro. You have a sultry voice. Let's do it.
It says, Latin Kings takes you... with a Z... takes you deep behind urban gang lines when a giant shipment of illegal drugs washes up on the beach in Florida Keys on its way to the U.S. from Cuba. This is U.S. with a capital U and S.
Oh, shit. You fuckers.
A local gang finds a stash and plans to cash in big time. What they don't know is that the gangbangers that own it are willing to do anything to get it back.
Suck dick?
Dot dot dot.
Shit.
Damn.
That's pretty much
this
it.
Is what I mean. This is what I mean. That is a promise that the movie does not deliver on.
Yeah.
What does it say? Like, I do see Caesar upset. A deep takes a deep dude. It doesn't even take deep look. Latin Kinks takes you deep behind urban gangs.
Latin Kinks.
Oh, no, okay, yeah, no.
Coming soon.
But that's that's yeah. the big problem.
Latin Kinks with a Z.
They don't have scenes of Caesar just waiting at the dock and
dude,
just.
Dude, Caesar's fucking supervillain moment where he's just like wet in the water.
Oh, yeah, that shirtless.
Yeah, he gets out.
Oh, yeah, the coolest shot in the movie.
Shark, dude. Yeah, dude, fucking shark.
Out of the water.
Shark boy.
Yeah. Dude, that's the water.
And then they have those fucking coming of age shots where him and Robert Downey Jr. are
just like. Wow, I can't believe the summer's coming.
Yeah, it's like from Stand By Me.
I'm really gonna miss you guys.
Hey, if you're gonna smoke me, man, just smoke this.
That's the best line. Yeah,
man, you need to chill with that gun shit, man. Man, who the fuck are you, man? You my mom, dog? You want me to smoke you, bro? You ain't smoking nobody, bro. Just smoke this instead. Fucking man.
That's the fucking greatest line.
Just smoke this instead.
This dude's losing his fucking shit.
Smoke me,
and he pulls out his gun. He's like, you know what, man? Fuck you. He's like, hey, man, don't smoke him. Smoke this. And he's like, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love weed.
Dude, in this movie, weed makes you fuck cars.
Yeah.
Or see. Oh.
Like, don't you hate when you smoke weed and you fuck your car?
Does this ever happen to you?
Don't smoke weed, kids.
Above the influence.
Where's my fucking stizzy, by the way?
This movie looks like it loves weed because everyone's smoking weed, and yet it doesn't look like anyone's ever been high in their life. Like, no one acts like they're high.
I don't know if it,
they think it's like like a hallucinogen or something.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You couldn't wait till we got some high enough so you had to go fuck the car instead?
Oh, shit. Dude, what the fuck is in that weed, man?
Yeah, I know. Well, that says a lot about Daniel Zarelli. Is just like, he's never touched drugs, and he's just like, weed, guys, this shit
the
is
biggest
crazy.
Drug
no, but I do love that when they're, like, partying in the water,
smoking weed.
They, like, take the weed into the water.
The bag of weed,
What's up? I got this wet weed.
They're, like, puffing on something, but it's, like, not lit, and there's no smoke coming when they
It's not lit.
Them.
They didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, they didn't want to get in trouble.
If you light that shit, we're gonna come arrest you.
I didn't think of that! The lifeguards are like, look, you can do this shit, but you cannot smoke this shit.
Stop, don't.
Don't smoke that shit. Put it down.
So you didn't enjoy that, Drew?
I did, man. I liked it a lot. Like, you guys seen The Room, right?
So it's like a bad movie.
It's a bad movie that's really good.
Well, yeah, it's a given. But what I like about it is that, like, I've seen a lot of bad movies. There are some Hollywood bad movies that are shot on fucking Aries, have CGI in them that I cannot, like, sit through. That I'm just like, oh, because this is so fucking. Such a, like a product, a formula. This isn't this is just all like focus tested and shit. But when I watch this, it's fucking messy. It's such a mess, and it's so problematic too. But God, we'll get. I just love that this. You can take so much from this. You could just look at it purely on the surface level, funny. You can look at it even just like as a product of its time. Like think about that. Like in 2003. Weed was seen as like this fucking big drug. A drug that we're supposed to believe that they would go drive 800 miles just to go smoke
and,
in another
way. Yeah. More than 800.
or however many.
Get online and
find
Jamie
Kane
to get up.
How long would the trip from East LA to Florida Keys?
Florida Keys, yes.
Yeah.
How long would that take? Okay. If we want to make
just give
this
me a moment.
Shit.
But let's talk about that gay character because that is.
Well, that's also like a product of its time. That's also
right.
Well, it also like I hate to get like real wanky about this shit, but it is like interesting kind of what I'm assuming Daniel Zarelli's a white guy, but sort of his this movie seems like it's geared for like it's directed for you know like brown people, like young brown men to watch and be like, fuck yeah, this is cool. So it's interesting the idea the director had of like this is funny. this like super, you know, flamboyant, ridiculous
cartoon character. Not even like worse than a cartoon.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Yeah.
Oops. I mean, gentlemen, what can I do for you today? Can I offer you a tour of the hotel or perhaps a full body massage?
And it's like, it's all the jokes are about how he's like, look at how gay he is.
Yeah, it feels
he
like a, like,
so gay.
To me, it felt as strong as like a racist caricature.
Yes, that's
just like, it's just like, hello, ladies. I mean, gentlemen. I just like.
No thanks, Holmes.
You mean no thanks, homo, not home.
Momo!
Oh, this is so hateful.
But it's also like in 2003, like the idea of toxic masculinity or whatever was like non-existent.
Dude, Wedding Crashers.
The mainstream
dude, Wedding Crashers. One of like the obstacles in that movie is to get like Vince Vaughn gets tied up by this girl's like gay, like closeted gay brother. Yeah. And he tries to like paint him and he's all tied. And it's like this horror-esque sequence where Vince is trying to like not get pissed by this gay guy.
Yeah.
And it's such
it's so scary, right?
It's tough. That's
it elicits
what I'm saying,
fear
that's
for
what
sure.
It's probably so that's what I'm saying. Like on those levels, like this movie is fascinating, just because like you see like what was okay back then? What was and wasn't?
Scary movie. Man, just watch Scary Movie 1, 2, and 3.
It's true.
You see a lot of fucking fucked up shit.
You have been very naughty, boy. Very naughty.
Very naughty, boy. This is embarrassing.
Oh, fucking ass hurts. Oh, here, Holmes. That's for you, man.
I love that part. That was a great ad. Oh, here it is.
So still pretty
it would
funny,
take
though.
40 hours to get there, and it's 2,737 miles.
They traveled all that way in a fucking in a gas guzzler ass lowrider.
The lowrider.
Like what the?
With a fucking with like a Sarape blanket in the back.
They stopped at every fucking gas station along the way.
Better be a good movie, Holmes.
I don't think they shot any of this in East LA except for that B roll in the beginning where you see LA.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think even where they're at, I'm like that looks like that just could have been someone's backyard.
Backyard.
That's like. Yeah, this looks like an East LA backyard. There's trees and shit there too.
I'm what they call a Blaxican.
Oh my god.
The black character.
Dude.
I feel bad calling him the black character. I'm sure he has a name. Is it like Marcus? Dude, I'm being racist. Not
fuck y'all. It's better than eating nachos out of sombrero hats and shit. I.
Marcus Tyree Johnson. Was that his name?
Marcus Tyree Johnson. That's what we're calling
about,
that
like,
character.
Understanding Momo's character, you know how crazy he's supposed to be right there. And so he starts saying more of these racist slurs and stuff like, oh, watermelon, cornbread, and this and that.
Come on, Bernard. We know you're too busy eating grits, neck bones,
watermelon,
cornbread,
and this and that. Like, oh, watermelon, cornbread, and this and that. Watermelon, cornbread, and this and that. Watermelon, cornbread, and this and that. And then
Momo,
you know,
Momo says that.
So that's how you're supposed to understand his character, right? So he's saying all this shit, and it's supposed to affect him, but... Bernardine, that's his name. Bernardine. Bernardine's like, ah, whatever, man.
Yeah,
and he says one, like, racist thing to Momo.
What? Yo, come on, man. Momo, relax, man. Put that shit away, man.
All right, man.
Yo, man, there was no need for that shit.
Momo says all this shit, like seven things, and then he says one, pulls a gun on him. Like, what the fuck?
Thank you
speaks
for mentioning
volumes.
Yeah, so that's the temperament of Momo. And when he was at the restaurant,
the
you know,
temperament
like,
of Momo.
The temperament.
The character.
That's Martin Scorsese's new movie.
Yeah.
The temperament.
It's real cinema, guys. Yeah, you know. It's
wait,
art.
Before we leave that scene, I just want to highlight that awkward ass cut where he goes coo, and he gets up, and then you see Momo stand up. It's like, wait, did he turn into Momo?
Don't you hate it when your friends stand up? You stand up,
kid. it's the most jarring cut I've ever seen in my life, and it makes me laugh every time. We can't forget Justin in that scene.
Let me get the money first, then.
Whoa, man, I've been dealing with you for 10 years. My nieces always got the cheese, man.
Sorry, I'm glad we got to bring those up because that shit is too good.
Is he like your friend that you're like, oh, like he gets mistaken all the time because he's like,
is any tall, skinny brown dude with like curly hair?
That's Justin.
So in that scene, it's like the introduction of like one of the tropes of the movie of the like pulling the gun out and then having somebody go like, bro, bro, relax. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
There was like three times that the gun gets pulled out. It was with Bernadine.
At the docks, at the docks,
don't smoke
me,
don't smoke this. And then like the fight scene with Caesar and Momo.
Right.
They don't advocate gun violence.
I'm fucking blowing dick on
the... Shut up, bitch. It's a...
You know what? You think you're gonna fucking hurt me again? I don't fucking think so, alright? You want a real gangster bitch? Well, you got one right fucking here, asshole.
Yeah, there was not a lot of gun violence.
No, let's handle this like men.
Monica, it's cool. I got this LA old school style. No guns, no knives. Just get this gun out of here before the cops come.
It's LA style. Get sand and throw it in his eyes. Fucking pussy.
And then, like, that's the last you ever see of Caesar because it's like, I heard a policeman.
Not a policeman. I heard the sheriff.
The sheriff, the local sheriff told me, you know he likes what I do with his billy cup.
Bye, thanks.
Bye, honey.
That's the gay character.
This movie's amazing. Even the fucking, even in that scene alone, just like the, wait a minute.
What was that?
I just finished calling your fucking drug dealer. What, you don't speak Spanglish?
No, the other part.
That you're cheap?
No, that you said boyfriend, as you're thinking of me as a potential boyfriend.
If my calculations are correct, you just said the word boyfriend, and you're referring to me. And if you were referring to me as the boyfriend,
it seems to me that
I think of me as a potential boyfriend.
It seems to me by that you diagnosed that you're considering me as a potential for a relationship, so therefore I will be ready to consider you a part of the application process.
That dude's brain is a fucking old school cash register.
What was the thing you said? That there was a saying they said in this movie.
Watch your ears.
What? Oh, watch your ears.
Watch your ears and keep your nose to the grindstone. They literally watch your ears.
Watch
bro.
Ears. Watch the young ears. Hot girls say that to another.
Watch your ears.
It's not like because you were fucking them when you were telling them that.
Shut up. Watch your ears, Angel.
Stop teasing me about that.
I don't think I've ever seen more like inauthentic women speaking dialogue ever in my fucking life, dude.
But let's talk about the women of the movie.
One of the girls is like, every time I tell guys I've only slept with three guys, nobody believes me. The girl's like, it's probably because you're fucking them when you're
doing shut up.
Like, shut up, because it might be true.
Don't be calling me no bitch, even though it might be true.
Do you guys know what the Bechdel test is?
Yes.
The what Bechdel is that? Test?
Is yeah. This, is that like explain a, it, explain it, yes.
It's like the idea that like a movie can be considered progressive in like, you know, for women or whatever, or inclusive if like two female characters in the movie are having a conversation that doesn't have anything to do with one of the other males or one of the males in the movie.
Oh, males at all, yeah.
Yeah, they're because they're having a, you know, unique female interaction or whatever that's not reliant on like a male whatever.
How do you think? Yeah. Oh, shit,
dang.
We just heard it turn off. Hey, well, you really are a wetback.
It's like you really are a wetback.
I'm tired of your ass.
Hey, by the way, tour season's coming,
so you need to pick up the pace. No more breaks the rest of the day. You got it? Hey, you got it?
Yeah, that guy was the worst actor throughout the whole movie. Especially when he got pushed. He was like, oh yeah, just walk. And he was like, no!
Because none of us expected it either. Yeah. Even though we'd seen it already. Yeah.
He's walking like that. What's the manager doing outside of the restaurant anyway? Yeah. That's the point I was making.
What I love when we first watched it, I remember you guys put it on and I see him just push him in the water. And I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah. We thought it was a random guy. Just because we hadn't paid attention to that, to his close up that he has inside the restaurant. Yeah.
Hello, I'm the manager here, and we'd really appreciate if you'd pay your bill and leave.
So we see fucking Carlos walking with Angel outside, and there's another dude walking by, and he's just like, he just attacks you like, what the fuck? What a switch up of character. Dude. I thought, oh, is he gonna show his bad side to her now? But then it turns out it's that guy is like,
now who's the wet back? God damn it!
And I'm like, how do you know that?
Imagine, like,
fucking shit.
He was not knowing what happened there. Yeah, like,
well, I mean, like, I guess it's implied that, like,
maybe that guy told everybody. Who knows?
Yeah, well, he,
because the guy's from Florida. Why would he? The only time he ever talked to like
when Carlos, the only time Carlos ever like faced that guy, that got told wetback
was when those fools were posted as Holmes is just explaining what happened. Oh, remember, he's just standing there. He's just chilling. Yeah. And they never and they never like ever like talked. Yeah, right. Like there was no reason for him to know that.
Yeah. He just overheard. He's just like, damn, that doesn't sit well with me.
Carlos says like, oh, that's Monomomo's cousin that got him fired.
Don't listen to that idiot. Tico told me about him too.
So like supposedly that's when he knew.
Damn, Abel, you know.
Yeah.
You're giving Daniel Zarelli a lot of help there, bro.
No. So he says,
Abel is Daniel Zarelli, dude.
It's him.
I made the movie.
What the fuck?
It's my favorite shot in the whole movie.
So Angel
blowing our toes.
Saw the way you were looking.
They just did that naturally. I didn't make them do it.
Pull out a gun?
No!
Relax.
Don't, bro, don't smoke me! Don't smoke me, bro! Smoke this!
Smoke this instead.
Hope one day I'm in a position where I can use that line.
There are some lines in this movie that are like, fuck yeah, dude, I want to use that line.
Like what?
There's
smoke this!
Yes. Smoke this is funny. The sick bastard.
Fucking sick bastard.
Oh, dude, the fucking restaurant scene.
Dude, that part sold me. And I was dumbfounded when I saw that it just switched the scenes. I was like, that was it?
Got any hot tamales in this shithole? Hey, Momo, stop tripping, man.
So there's a scene where our boys have to stop by to get a little grub because they're getting hungry.
At the fucking Senor Jalapeno, you know.
What'd you say? I think you said during, like, what's the most racist restaurant?
Yeah, what's the most racist restaurant we could stop at? Here we go. Let's go.
That feels like, you know, in Quentin's movies, he, like, makes up, like, restaurants and brands and
stuff.
Yeah,
that's a Quentin Tarantino.
That feels like Daniel's really being like, yeah, you know, the Flaming Hot?
Yeah.
The
Senor Jalapeno.
Yeah. To me, that scene makes me really hate Momo. That I think that's always the moment where I stop giving a shit about him, because I'm like, I think the way Daniel, or I think, I don't want to keep blaming on the director, but I think the way, even just he, I think the way he chose to play like Momo being like a complete jerk, he's trying to like sell, it feels like he's trying to sell, I'm hard, I don't give a shit, I'm a fucking thug, but he just looks like a little whiny boy. It's just like, hey, this place is okay, I guess, serve me some food, I say.
You got anything to eat in this shithole?
Nah, I'm just playing fool. This is a nice joint. For buttfuck Egypt.
That's why you like Carlos, because he's like, hey, sorry about my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's considerate. Like fucking Ernesto's like, hey, cool down, man. What you trying to fucking eat, man?
He's like, nah, fuck you. I'm trying to fucking find.
Hey, man, I'm going to let that one slide. But if I hear another fucking peep out of you, I'm going to lock the doors. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I'm scared, that's it.
I keep forgetting the names. It's Carlos. Yeah.
I'm the manager.
I'm just going to need to refer to it. I'm like,
And then he's like, oh, you have a 3-combo special? Can I get the 3-combo special?
Yeah,
like,
we'll
so
get the 3-combo. Yeah.
Hey, sorry about our homie, man. He forgot to take his medicine. We'll take the 3-combo special.
Dude, there's 3 of us? 3-combo special? 3 girls? 3 it's villains?
It's almost like it was
his shit.
It's almost, dude, it's so serendipitous.
And his shitty taco, his pissy taco.
It's literally shitty pissy taco. That he was like, that shit was pretty good, but like, my stomach hurt.
I love it. They just lay out of him like, he's a thug, but he's stupid.
Man, it tasted good, but fuck, I wonder what he put in that shit, man.
Of the Latin Kings, who was y'all's favorite?
Carlos, dog. Fucking Sweetheart Carlos.
Sweetheart Carlos? For me, it's Benito.
Yeah, horny guy.
Yeah,
horny guy?
Carlos for me.
Carlos? Yeah, he's got your vibe.
It's either like Carlos and Momo, because, you know, he's the more recognizable.
You like Momo?
Yeah.
What do you like about Momo?
I
hate him.
I could point out, like, why he's so stupid in some scenes. I'm like, why would you have to start some shit, dog?
And it's funny. The only one that gets laid.
It's just like ecstasy.
So Chris, what makes you like this movie but hate El Chicano?
Thank you for asking me that. And then I want to get out to y'all quickly. I think, like I said, it is terribly misguided, completely like just offensive. But man, is it fun to watch? Because like you can just tell that like they were just having a good time. Like even if like the fight scene, like the surroundings are completely empty because they most likely shot that in the middle of the night. Even if the sex scenes are awkward, it's like I just love those stories about like what goes behind even just that like that sex scene I just mentioned.
The fucking commentary. Roll the commentary.
So again, Alex, the guy that Mosco just fought with, is actually the boyfriend of Dianette, this actress. So they had a long discussion about this scene before they shot Dianette. Drank some tequila. But, you know, Dianette said, oh, you know, do you care if I show, you know, I'm topless? And they'll probably get mad at me for saying this, but Alex said, damn, girl, I bought those for you. You might as well show them.
And I don't know, like, this movie just has, again, I keep calling it The Room because, again, there's a reason why people fuck with The Room, because it's obviously wrong, but
don't touch me, motherfucker.
Don't touch me, motherfucker. But there's so many quotable moments, and there's so much take. I just love that we finally have one. You know,
like
we
all these inside jokes.
Yeah, all these inside. Like we finally get to have it. Like it just goes to show we're not all that fucking different. Yeah. You know, damn. And I'm proud that we have this because, like, finally, like, about time we have something that's like. Obviously so bad, but let's spread it because, like, this at least, maybe technically it's bad, but at least this was made with, like, real heart.
I go to East LA College.
Yeah! I promised my parents that I'd be the first one to graduate from college.
Hey, I made that promise to my parents, too. I was going to East LA City College.
I mean, for all the shit I was talking about it earlier and how I kind of agree that you can tell they're making... you know, whatever movie, but they had fun making it. And I know I mentioned that I don't really like doing this kind of a thing, but this was fun. It has the vibe of The Room, which is like a very unique, like it is fun. You don't, it's not even like a shitting on it thing, because you do kind of enjoy watching.
Yeah, I mean, I would not like that movie. I would not like this movie if it didn't have those things that are awkward.
It's
or
like
weird.
It's like having like a homie that like. You're like, I love him. That's why I clown on him. It's like,
that's, I think you're saying, it's like having a homie with disabilities. And now it's just like, God. I thought that was where it was going.
Editor Chris,
take this out.
It's like the disaster artist when they like make Tommy Wiseau to understand, like, people love the movie, even though it's not what you intended it to be.
Yes,
you
know? Exactly.
Or even Ed Wood. I'm glad you bring that up, because I don't really ever usually do this either. When I had pitched the idea, let's watch a bad movie, that was just because I always imagine it going well, because I watch, like, Red Letter Media. So I said, they do it all the time, and it proves for, like, you know,
I like
hilarity. And so let's try it with this movie that I just found. Because I'd always seen this at the Book Off in Lakewood. I always see this, and I thought, this is so funny, like, because what a title.
I did have a question about, like, how you kind of came across it initially.
Yeah, no, so like I said, I would...
Was it on a podium?
Was it on a podium?
Did it have, like, a
rat? On a shrine?
Oh, yeah, did it have, like, the cutouts? The cutouts of the Latin Kings?
They're like, hey, what's that?
Pose with the Latin King.
No, but there was hella Blu-rays of this. You can go to Book Off. Again, I really want people to go seek this out. Book Off at the Lakewood Mall. There's a bunch of copies of these. And I would always see them, and I always thought, this will be fun to buy. But, like, you can see in the price here, the old price was like $9. I'm like, not down for a joke. And then when they lowered it to $2, I was like, it's time for me to get Latin Kings.
What's the actual value for the movie? And then they play the first scene.
No Warner Brothers, like Chris said. They already lost 5 points.
Get out here, bitch. I need to talk to you.
This is the best $2 I've ever spent. Because
that's $2
I remember, because in the back, honestly, when you look at the, like, the screen grabs in the back, you don't think that it's going to look like what it looks like. Right. So as soon as this came out, we were like, oh no.
It looks like, you know, the, like, Mexican movies, like, that are like the narcotraficante movies.
Yeah,
or
like
whatever.
Just wide screens only the shot composition, just wide.
You use like DV cameras.
The DV camera is exactly what this is, dude. That's how I used to make videos in elementary, man. That's fucking crazy. That's wild. That people pushed it to that limit to fucking do a feature.
Yeah.
And again, on that level, like, and. Dude, their movie is at least on a Blu-ray that, like, I'm sure was taken care of
some
for them. Like,
it's got
they're doing some
features on it.
The commentary is amazing. Like, if you love this movie, pop it in with friends. Like, the commentary is just as fun. I promise.
Yeah, I'd say this is a holiday movie.
Like, I haven't tapped into that yet, but I would really want to watch the whole movie with commentary.
Wait, Drew,
everyone just
wants
to watch that shit forever.
What'd you say, Drew?
Said this is definitely like a holiday movie.
And what do you know? Another montage.
Booty in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's a
Arrivederci.
Yeah, dude, some
supply.
I've got my kids at supply.
You said that when Sublime, that montage with Sublime in the
back. That was the longest montage.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was like
Man, there's girls
three
dancing.
3 minutes and 47 seconds.
How much?
3 minutes and 47 seconds.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's an actual long music video.
I was so curious about the guy who made the movie afterwards. I looked him up on IMDb. It's really interesting. He's directed and written other movies just as recently as like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them. The Asian Connection, starring Steven Seagal. The thing is that the posters for these movies look like the kind of like you get it at like Redbox.
Yeah, he does Redbox movies.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, dude, like that shit is right up my alley. That's the kind of shit I want to make, man.
Holy shit! I have to watch.
So then that's one.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Shit. You want to make those Redbox movies?
I love like dumb action movies.
Really?
I fucking love that shit, bro.
See, that's interesting because. I've never met a filmmaker who didn't want to make like
Chosen One,
like prestige, a prestige, or just something that like people like. That's crazy. Can you dig more into that? Because I'm actually really curious.
I do. I mean, I definitely there's like an artistic bent, and I
of course,
certainly
yeah.
want to do things that are like substantive or whatever. But like, it's also like, dude, the people that go to Redbox and rent movies regularly from Redbox, they watch those. And, like, they might enjoy them. If they keep coming back, it's like, why not make some, you know.
It's like, yes, you can have in this movie. It's fucking dumb.
And it's also, you can, like, elevate it. Like, Jurassic Park is one of my favorite movies because I think it's, like, it's a fucking monster movie. It's a roller coaster, to use, you know, a Martin Scorsese. But it's so elevated. It's done so well.
There's dinosaurs in it.
In it. But it's like, it's done so well that, you know. I like that kind of shit. I think that like taking something that like would be dumb or like this sounds like a stupid ass idea, but like putting enough thought into it to like make it cool and make it accessible for everyone.
Like the raid.
But it's like that shit is dope. I think the Raid is on the other end of like that's just good.
Mm.
But it's that same like
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like the difference between the Raid and like this fucking Asian Connection starring Steven Seagal. It really is just like a competent hand behind the camera, traditional, you know, by traditional standards.
Bird.
No, that's not what I
fuck with that.
That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. And I haven't even seen that movie. I shouldn't have used that one as an example. But like, you know, like a Mockbuster, like the fucking Asylum movies.
Yeah,
it's just you could tell that like different, you know. I love that
Sharknado.
Kind of
would any of you Sharknado. Would any of y'all like go now that you've seen this, like would any of y'all like share this with anybody else that you know?
In this context, like doing it the way we did it, yes.
Yeah, like if someone said, "Should I watch Latin Kings?" What would you say?
I would say like we should all don't watch it like alone in your room like that.
Yeah.
That's too sad.
Don't be able and watch it alone in your room.
I would definitely recommend it to your friends. And like I said before, I think it's a family movie. I mean,
would you take it a touring like watch it like on the tour bus?
I would definitely take this on tour.
Can you
do
us a favor and show La Chamba this movie,
please?
But dude, we're gonna take this on tour, man.
Latin Kings is going on the road, baby.
It's going on the road, man.
Worldwide. East LA, puto. Seriously, I don't know. I think the word needs to be spread about this. This shit's funny. Like, Food's Gone Wild is going to get to this at some point, but we got it first, boy.
Well, Chris, you got your fucking wish.
I did.
Latin Kings episode. Any last words for those people that are still not convinced that they should watch this movie? I'm not going to hype this movie up.
Say your piece on it, because I do want you to give your honest thoughts.
Again, like, every time I'm not watching it, I don't like it. But when it's on, I just can't help but fucking laugh and smile and just have a good time. But anytime I look at this fucking thing, I'm just like, I don't want to watch this shit again. I don't give a fuck about Momo or his fucking bag of grass. I'd rather watch something else. But then when that shit's on and you hear shit like fucking sick bastard.
Don't call me a bitch even though it might be true.
All these golden nuggets and you just like, yeah, you fall under its spell. And I would say watch it.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle. Yeah,
it's a Christmas miracle. Watch Latin Kings. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Latin Kings, Latin Kings, Latin Kings.
All right. Does like, anybody have any last words? Or like
promote? Or? Yeah, promote whatever. Okay. Say your last words on the movie. Promote whatever you got to promote. This is your...
Oh, okay.
You're leaving the Us podcast.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Oh. We're never going to see you again.
All right. No, what I like about the movie is because
get out of here, Abel. Get the fuck out of here.
Fine. No, what
get
I like
out of here.
No,
I'm
just kidding. Is that
go?
Because I like dissecting movies like that. You know, like oh, what makes this character do this? Like other movies that I watch.
Yeah,
like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah, I like to do that. And this is like if you want to like dissect movies. This is an easy one, you know. You can find problems because that's where
this is like a first-time filmmaker's step to making.
Yeah, like understand, like there's going to be problems, and you want to figure those out first before you actually know what you're going to do. So, or maybe when you're making a film, you could like know when you're making something like this. I don't know.
Love
that's
it.
Pretty much
love
it.
So what do you got? What do you got? What do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
Just so everyone knows, one of my favorite things to do is when Abel's talking to me is like not respond.
It's the best.
And just let him.
He gets
like,
so nervous.
I just let him like talk. Yeah, and just be like,
and you just stare at me right in the eyes. Like you did that one time. I was having a conversation with someone else, and I was like,
I was recording
all the jokes.
Yeah, I was just talking, and he's just staring at me like. The fuck is he doing?
I recorded Abel once, and I was like, Abel, tell me a joke. And then Abel's like, started one, and he's like, nah. And then I just kept recording, but I wouldn't say anything. And then Abel like was like looking around.
Yeah, like, what do you want me to do, dude?
Roll this video. I think I have it.
Go. Hey, Carissa, how are you doing? What's up?
Do it again. I can't think of anything.
What do you want to tell him?
I want to tell him that, sup. That's it. I don't know what you want
something
me to
else.
Do.
There's like multiple moments in this episode where we're looking at Abel and not saying anything. We're doing it. We're doing it on purpose.
It's too fun. It's too fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like just yesterday, so we all slept over. You, me, and Abel, we slept over.
Justin
and Justin and fucking and homie Justin. We slept over to prepare for this interview because we're doing it pretty early in the day.
And Abel lives in San Bernardino.
Yeah, he's calling me. He's like, hey, Chris, I'm on my way. He's like, are you at the house? I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? I'm in Vegas right now. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, what? And I'm like... And jump, like, no. Justin Angel just fucking... At first, Angel's like, what are you talking about?
I was like, oh, my God, no. And I just covered my face.
I'm like, Abel, we're in Vegas. And he's freaking like, what? He's like, I thought... Latin Kings this week. I said, bro. I said next week. Dude, like you're tripping, bro. And I was like really like selling it. I was
I was somewhat convinced. I was like next week, and I'm like, I'm looking back in my head, scrolling like no, it was.
You're like
week.
SpongeBob running through his files and his memory.
And then like I kind of caught the bluff, and I was like, you're lying. And I started.
He's like, no,
you're such a liar.
You're lying.
If you want to know what our dynamic like was like with Abel, that's
it's
a rough estimate.
Very funny. Yeah. All right, wrap this shit up.
Then, yeah, and I just want to plug in my art account. It's Avel Art, AVEL underscore art.
I'm gonna reverse that. No, I was kidding.
And just check out my art if you want anything to. If you want a poster, a little design, I could.
He's like, if you want a friend,
donate money to me, like
Abel makes some dope ass art. Like,
yeah, and I did the Border Bash.
Border Bash fucking poster, dude. Yeah. He has tables at Border X.
Chris Granados, you're up. You're up to bat, son.
It's plugs or
plugs. Plugs and final words.
Final words. Definitely a fun time. This is the kind of shit that's like, yeah, you do it in a group and it's fun. I kind of Angel's thing about like when I'm not watching it, I'm like, ugh. But like, but it's like, yeah, like if you presented it to me again, I'd be like, come on, bro, really? But then once it's on, I'd be like, all right, I'm in.
Fucking in, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
So it's fun, man. I appreciate you guys having me, and thank you for sharing the movie. It was a good time. If y'all want to follow me on IG or on Twitter, it's at junkmail, JUNK __MALE. And my podcast is... A Minute of Your Time with Chris Granados. Yeah. You can find it on Instagram at Minute with what? Jesus, what is it? It's Minute with Chris Pod.
Minute with Chris Pod.
Minute with Chris Pod.
A Minute with Chris Pod.
And I guarantee you'll like laugh at me. At
and it's
least.
Like you can listen to all the episodes in like 5 minutes.
You really could listen.
To it's all literally 1 minute.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie was an overall 10 out of 10 experience.
Definitely,
like really, really entertaining, and I feel like it brings people together. So I'll put that on the holidays to watch list.
Buy it for your parents. If you grandmother.
If you live in East Los.
Dude, this is required watching for East LA.
Right? Yeah, if you live in East Los or Florida Keys.
Learn about your culture, guys.
Learn about your culture. Get with the times. Come on, let's get these references on.
Get educated now, ASAP.
Buy culture.
Right, so what else? What do you got to plug, my friend?
Just check out the music. La Chamba music. La Chamba. Introverted Funk. Grisol. Yeah. And I'm at Drew on the Bass. So yeah, you can keep up with me there. And keep listening to the Us podcast.
Yeah,
I got it.
It's the US podcast. Get it right.
Get it right.
Thank you very much, y'all. Because even when we lose, we win. Take care. Goodbye.
Right. Oh, wait. Whoa, wait a minute, guys. What?
Here's a little word from the director himself, Daniel Zarelli.
Oh, shit.
Hey, thanks a lot for watching Latin Kings. I made it, I don't know, almost 20 years ago now. I don't take it too seriously. I hope you enjoyed it. Had a good time in Miami. Cool cast and crew, beautiful girls, few gangsters. Now I'm chilling in Thailand with my new pack.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at @AngelEyeSalinas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa! I'm back, baby!
Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.